business community that I reach out to the president and the CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, and it is my great friend, Eric Spoonmore. Good afternoon, pal. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, Glass? I'll tell you what, when one of these days we're going to get a trip together, me and you, we're going to go down to Cincinnati to the Great American Ballpark. We'll watch a game. The nice thing, let's not worry too much about the slow start, because the nice thing about that is keeps the ticket prices down. You know me, I squeeze a quarter till the eagle screams. So let's kind of be glass half full here.
Well, my glass is always half full at the Great American Ballpark. You don't have to worry about that, but we should go sit. the businessman's special. Well, we can't do that, yeah, on a Wednesday, so we'll have to pick one of these weekends where I'm not sitting in Paoli at 42 degrees watching 9-year-old baseball and I'm frozen. We'll have to find a warmer day on the calendar, but I am going to write that down and make that a date. And speaking of warmer days, not this Friday, but in two Fridays, we're going to be busy. We're going to tee it up, and we're going to play a little golf. It's the Chamber's big golf outing. It is May 12th, correct? Do I have my dates
May
right?
May 12th.
Here? Excellent.
You got it.
And is it Eagle Point?
We're going to be at Eagle Point.
Super. Well, yeah, let's go. Let's talk about warm things. I was cold all weekend. I want to talk about like beaches and things like that, and playing golf in beautiful May weather. That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah, and, you know, May, in my opinion, is just the perfect month of the year here in southern Indiana. It's kind of like when you go up to northern Michigan in July, we get that early, and then that weather just heads up north as you go throughout the summer. So we're hoping for a wonderful, beautiful day for the golf outing. It'll be 4 years since we've had a golf outing
with
the Chamber of Commerce, and, you know, I'm really proud to be able to bring that back to our membership. We heard loud and clear that a golf outing was important to our members. It's a great way to get out, have some fun. We are sold out. We don't have any teams left. We've got a lot of sponsorships. So it's going to be a fun day to be out there.
You can always find the sponsorship. If somebody wants to sponsor a hole or something, you have room for that, correct?
You know, I think we may have one whole sponsorship left.
Better hurry.
Slim pickings at this point. Yeah, slim pickings at this point. There are some opportunities for anybody who might want to get their name on the program to get in there and do that. But otherwise, yeah, we're pretty much booked up for the entire event, and hoping for good weather for sure.
Well, I will do my best on all of that. So if you are looking to do any business in this community on May 12th between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m., I would go ahead and just take a long weekend. Does that sound like an excellent plan?
Yeah, forget it. Forget doing business that day. You know, be out at the golf course. That's where the action is going to be. We've got a lot of cool things going on that day, too. And I'll just give you a little preview. Maybe
a little teaser. I like that.
Yeah, a little teaser here. So we've got a brand new car that will be a hole-in-one prize that's going to be thanks to Curry Automotive Center. They're going to have that out there, and we'll see if anybody can take that baby home with them. And we've also got one of my things that I'm really excited about is one of the holes. It's going to be a par 5. We're going to have the whole fairway littered with targets. And as you get...
Why would you put them there?
Well,
put them in the trees.
We've got,
put them in the sand. Put them in the rough. You know, we've got a chance to hit them.
That's what we're going to call our bourbon hole. So there's going to be a lot of bottles of bourbon to win, and this is going to be good stuff. So if you can get within a club's length of one of those targets, you'll be going home with a nice bottle of bourbon. And that's something that we're looking forward to as well. Just lots and lots of prizes that will be given away, and looking for some great camaraderie out there with Chamber members on Friday, May 12th, Eagle Point Golf Course, the annual golf scramble presented by First Financial Bank this year.
The return of the annual scramble. So you're going to have some help from your friends at Eagle Point. I know you can't have an event without any food. Who's going to help you out with all of that?
Well, Somm's is the new restaurant. And I don't, if you're familiar with Somm's, they're based out of Fishers, but they're great Chamber members. They've got a location now at Eagle Point. Terrific restaurant, by the way. Go out there and try the barbecue. They also have a brewery that they brew their own beer. It's associated with the Somm's brand. So they're going to be helping us out with all the food. They do a great job. They've helped us with some other catering at events as well, too. So it will be a full-scale event for sure.
And as we always tell folks, you do not have to be a member at Eagle Point or playing golf to eat there. That restaurant's open to the public. So if you want a nice day to drive on down there and see what's going on, yeah, you don't have to have – there's no other strings attached, so to speak. Yeah, you're more than welcome to go down there and play golf or rent a place for the week. Yeah, you can do all that. But the restaurant, yeah, it's open to everyone. So.
And they do a lot of entertainment out there as well, too. A lot of
summertime.
In the summertime, yeah, they've done a tremendous amount of renovations, really socked a lot of investment into that facility down there and have got it in really great shape. Definitely worth checking out.
Excellent. And we will all do so. 2 weeks from Friday, that is the Chamber Golf Scramble. Glad to have it back. That is a fun. That's kind of like a little bit summer kickoff because it happens the week after graduation and everybody kind of. Everybody takes a deep breath. It's almost like I don't want to say New Year's Eve, but it's the kickoff, one of the kickoffs to summertime. Now, you've been busy with food today. What are you doing at the Big Woods Bloomington? I see 100 social media posts here, and it looks like Big Brothers and Big Sisters are having a busy day, and you got a big burger named after a big Hoosier.
Yeah, so we were out there to celebrate the Malik Renew Burger, and that is one of the great benefits of this name, image, likeness that we're seeing in college athletics now in the NCAA, and so really cool opportunity for Big Woods and for Malik and the nonprofit community to all kind of come together and have a nice event. Big Woods, another great Chamber member for us. They're actually going to be involved with the golf outing, too. They'll have a lot of their food and beverages out there for people to enjoy, too. So, any time we can get out to support one of our members in a major announcement, we're going to be there, we're going to promote it, and get the word of mouth out.
Yeah, and people always ask, well, what are the benefits of joining the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce? Well, you just outlined one of them. When people join that community, you also give them a voice on such things as, I don't want to say the pending right now, but the legislative session's going on in Indianapolis. They're trying to wrap this up. You're really the voice for the business community, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. That's a huge part of what we do is our advocacy and public policy work. Chris MG is our Director of Advocacy and Public Policy, and he works really closely with our local elected officials, our state elected officials, and to some extent our federal elected officials as well, too. But, the issues that really impact us most here in Bloomington, I think you'll find, are going to be the local ones and those that come down from the state legislature. And so it's been a really active session for the General Assembly this year. They're talking about food and beverage taxes again and targeting Monroe County with what I consider to be some, concerning legislation that would, again, sunset our food and beverage tax, take it away from us, and not allow us to have another opportunity to enact a food and beverage tax. And, of course, that's really important because we want to expand this convention center. 6 years ago, we passed a food and beverage tax for that purpose. We haven't got any progress done on it now. So I think rightly the state legislator is looking at Bloomington and Monroe County and say, hey, if you can't get your act together, you're going to have to stop taxing people. And we're going to make sure that you can't do that anymore. So it's one of those things where we've been working with our legislators to try to get some relief there. I think we've dodged yet another bullet. Thanks to the good work of Senator Yoder and some others in Indianapolis as well, too. Senator Gaskell got an amendment passed that would give us an extension on the deadline for the sunset that the legislature had in the original bill. So we were happy about that. But there's no doubt about it. We are in the crosshairs, and we have got to get these local elected leaders working together on this convention center if we're ever going to do it.
And that just dovetails into what we have going on this week and next week. Obviously, early voting continues Monday through Friday. 302 South Walnut's the only place you can cast an early ballot. And it will take place from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, the 29th, our final Saturday of April, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 1 week from today will be the last chance to vote early, 8 a.m. until noon. And then a week from tomorrow, May 2nd, the first Tuesday after the first Monday, will be the primary for the 2023 elections, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we want to remind everybody, on May 2nd, the primary, you must vote in your precinct. There are no other quick, you can't just stop by and say hi down at 302 because it's convenient. You can every day until that, but that last day you have to vote. Tell us why, Eric, the primary is so important here, and have you heard anything about early turnout?
Well, I've heard the early turnout numbers are looking low. That's not any big surprise. You know, the primary, for all intents and purposes, is where most of the decisions are going to be made on who is going to be elected to lead Bloomington into the future for the next 4 years. So that's just kind of the way the electoral math works here in Bloomington, and it's been that way for many decades. It's a Democratic town, and, you know, like it or not, that's just kind of the way that it is. You know, I think what's most important right now when we're looking at the primary election is what is the anticipated voter turnout going to be? And if you look at the last last primary election that was actually competitive, that would have been 8 years ago in 2015. And in that election, we also had three Democratic candidates running for mayor of Bloomington. And so in a city of over 85,000 people, in 2015, only 7,027 people cast a ballot. So in other words, about 8% of the total population of Bloomington had an interest in deciding who would lead our city for the next 4 years. And that's pretty much what we expect this year again. What's even more astonishing, I think, is that the winner of that primary election in 2015, and that's our current mayor, John Hamilton, he received a total of just 3,790 votes. So that translates to about 4% of the Bloomington population that decided the winner and who would lead our city for the next 4 years as mayor. That's a very small fraction of people making some very significant decisions on the future of this community. And so what the chamber wants to do is really advocate and encourage all voters to participate in this election. We know that there's a 99.999% likelihood that whoever wins this primary election will be our next mayor. And so, you know, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, vote in this primary. Go to your polling place, tell them that you want to vote for mayor. They'll give you the ballot that you need and cast your vote. Whatever you do, don't disenfranchise yourself. The results are too important for this community to just stay silent. Really make your voice heard with your vote on May 2nd. And I think it's, you know, it's kind of a misnomer. A lot of people think, well, you know, I don't want to vote in a primary because I have to register with the Democratic Party, or I have to register with the Republican Party if I vote for those folks. That's not true at all. You don't have to register with the party. You just walk in and you tell them you want to vote for mayor. They will give you the ballot you need to do that. So just really want to encourage as much voter turnout as we can get in this election. We're just a couple of weeks away, not even that, about a week and a half away from knowing who's going to win. And so make plans, mark your calendars, just get to your polling place if you're an eligible voter. We need you to vote this year.
Eric Spoonmore, President, CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, joins me every other Monday because we just have too many things going on. We can't make it a once-a-month event. As I head over to your app to see what else is going on at the Chamber, how's that been working out for everybody? What has the feedback been there?
We love the app. You know, it's a great way for the community to stay in touch with the Chamber. This is a new initiative that we launched last year, I believe around this time. And so it gives anyone who downloads the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce app has fingertip access to all of our events, all of our advocacy work that we're doing in the community. So So it's a great way to stay connected to the chamber. And we push out notifications, you know, when events are about to start or when there's important issues going on in the community that we want people to be aware of. So it's been a really nice tool for us, and there's a lot of other chambers that are starting to go in that direction too. This is the digital age, and if you want to be present, you need to be in that space for sure. So it's been a great tool for us and a nice sponsorship opportunity as well. We have a lot of businesses and members that use that to promote their businesses. So, but we do have a couple of big events
Huge.
Going on this week.
You have one coming up on Wednesday, and then I know you're going to go see my buddy Jim Inman Jr. on Thursday. So tell me about Cardinal Spirits. I know that's one of them, and add anything else I'm missing.
Yep, Cardinal Spirits is having an open house for chamber members, and so we want all of our folks to be out there to see what is going on, all the cool things that Cardinal Spirits is doing. They're going to be showcasing some of their event space and passing out some of their libations, is my understanding. So Cardinal Spirits always does a great job, and we're looking forward to being out there. That'll be on Wednesday starting at 4 p.m., and that will wrap up around 6:30, 7 o'clock or so. So mark your calendars for that. And then the following night, we have our monthly business after hours. That's going to be at German American Bank, the South Branch down off of South Walnut. So we're expecting, based on the registrations that we're seeing, really big crowds for both of these events. It's just really nice to see the attendance really coming back for our events and so many people showing up to come network and celebrate the chamber, celebrate the community, and all the great work that we're doing here.
Excellent. And then Jim Inman Jr., and that's business after hours. So these are two different things, but they're on two similar days, so I didn't want to make sure we get the streams crossed there.
Right. Yep. Cardinal on Wednesday, Jim Inman Jr.'s German-American Bank event on Thursday.
That's awesome. That's great because we've got plenty of things to do and have some fun with. May is going to be very busy as well. We've already talked about the golf event. But go to the Chamber's website. Download it for free. You do not have to be a member. You can learn how to be a member there. But they've got great things like the job board as well. You can get a newsletter subscription. As you mentioned, all the sponsorship and all the legislative stuff that's hard for you and I to talk about in 2 or 3 minutes, you can read more about it and get more involved if you want to. And when you join the chamber, Eric, it's an annual renewal just like anything else?
Annual renewal. We make it very easy. It's very affordable. We often hear from chamber members that the return on investment far exceeds the small cost to join us. So we've got just around 870 members right now, and we're growing. We'd love to talk to anybody who's interested in membership.
Where were you with the scissors just a couple days ago?
Boy, we had Embrace Wellness Clinic.
Yes, that was the one I saw,
Yeah. And then we also had another ribbon cutting at Optima Dermatology out on the near west side. So lots happening, lots going on this time of year.
Do me a favor. Don't run with those big scissors, just like they told us in kindergarten, buddy.
That's why they tell you need a special permit to carry those things, you know.
Well, you don't need a special permit to come back here in 2 Mondays. We'll get it ready for a golf outing week on May 8th. Well, then the next time I talk to you, and I hope it's before that, they'll be gone. Graduation will be over. We'll have a Kentucky Derby winner, and hopefully the Reds have won a baseball game by the time we talk.
Got my fingers crossed.
Oh, man. Lucky rabbit's foot, whatever it takes. We'll do it all. Thanks, buddy. You're the best.
Take care, guys.